Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Well, greetings and welcome back to another edition of the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast. This is your co-host, servant Fidel Donaldson, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, sitting in for the Honorable Apostle Dr. LaTanya Turner and the prophetic pastor, Deborah Freeman. Truly one of the highlights, again, beloved, of my week is the opportunity to share the WOL, the Word of Life, with you. Glory to God. This broadcast is brought to you and sponsored by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 12 noon, Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m. My God, this past Wednesday, we had a tremendous time in the Word. So we extend a cordial invitation to you and yours to join us on Sundays at 12 noon or for Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. The ministry of the church is an evangelistic, missions-minded ministry built on the foundation of prayer. Prayers are sent up without ceasing. And beloved, I want to remind you that we here at the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast continue to pray for you and yours, our beloved listeners, as we believe in the power of God to bring forth transformation and change through the vehicle of prayer. A segue, ladies and gentlemen, for me to remind you of the awesome prayer CD that Holy Spirit unctionized Dr. Turner to record. I encourage you to go to our website, askdrturner.org, to get a copy or to bless someone else with a copy. And since this is an interactive radio broadcast, we want you to send us an email if you have any questions concerning a scripture, concerning your walk with the Lord. You can do so at askdrturner8@gmail.com. That is askdrturner. Let me back it up and get it correct. askdrturner, the number 8@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And since giving is our living, glory to God, as the Lord prospers you, be mindful of this broadcast in terms of your support. You can do that by using our Cash App, the $ capital P, capital I, capital H, followed by the word church with a capital C. And if you would like to write to us at Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. Beloved, let's get straight to the word of the Lord. As previously stated, it is a highlight, glory to God, of mine when I get to share the word of the Lord with you. So on Wednesday morning, I was on my sister's 5 a.m. prayer line, and I kept getting an unction from Holy Spirit to pray for the people of India, to pray for that nation concerning an uptick, another outbreak of the coronavirus. And when my sister opened the line for people to pray for the different things the Spirit gave her, she asked if anyone had something that they wanted to pray about. And a sister on the line chimed in and immediately said, we need to pray for people in third world countries who are dealing with an outbreak of the pandemic. And she had mentioned that in some countries, they have to burn bodies on the side of the road. Yes, she said, my beloved, that people are dying so fast that their family members are not even getting time to grieve. They have to watch their loved ones' bodies being burned on the side of the road. She said people are committing suicide. They're jumping off bridges and doing other things to end their lives. It was a confirmation for me. When it was my turn to pray, I prayed for the people of India and other nations battling a high mortality rate because of COVID-19. But I heard something else while I was on the prayer line that I want to share with you. I kept hearing the verses from Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's what I kept hearing. And I want to look at those that chapter and verse with you in this teaching. Proverbs 14:34, again, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Everything, beloved, we experience in life has a root cause. When tragedy or some type of catastrophe strike, we tend to be overwhelmed by the effect of it. But we must make an attempt. We must try to get to the root of the matter. In order to understand why things happen, we need to get to the root of the matter and what we can do to either avoid things happening again or at least be in a better place of preparation to deal with the catastrophe. I don't want to oversimplify things in terms of an explanation of what has ailed and continue to ail people and nations. Now, that word ail, A-I-L, means to trouble or afflict someone in mind or body. Suffice it to say, beloved, we can get to the root of the matter, any matter, with the words found in Proverbs 14:34. The book of Proverbs and the Bible as a whole gives us wisdom for living. Wisdom, knowledge, and instruction for living. So, God Almighty will exalt a people. He will exalt nations who live righteously and those who don't. Glory to God. Sin will be a reproach unto them. Without oversimplifying it, it is that simple. Beloved, people have asked many questions and look for all types of solutions in the midst of a personal or global crisis. I am sure, glory to God, some of you listening have done the same thing in light of what we've been experiencing pretty much since March of 2020. But as believers, people of faith, we look to God through His Word for our answers. That is where we look. In times of crisis, people will ask the question beginning with, why did God? How could God? I can't believe God. Instead of acknowledging human culpability in sin and the effect that it has on and in the lives of people and in creation. Beloved, God means what He says, and He says what He means in His Word. The Bible declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle. So God's Word has to have preeminence in our lives. In Micah 6:8, God speaking through the prophet Micah said, He hath showed thee, O man, God has shown you, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. In a nutshell, righteousness, to live righteously, to manifest righteousness in the earth. Now, this is a good segue point, beloved, to look at the word righteousness as it is used in Proverbs 14:34. It is the Hebrew word tzedakah, T-S-E-D-A-Q-A-H, which means justice, virtue, and it also means prosperity. So, those individuals who are walking in righteousness, living in righteousness, God will prosper them. You know, it comes from the root word tsadak, T-S-A-D-A-Q, which means to cleanse. Since the root of the matter is sin, which causes a reproach, then it is necessary to look at another root in terms of solution. The root is the fact that cleansing in terms of right standing in the sight of Almighty God can only be done through the washing, by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Then there has to be a yielding to Holy Spirit for the renewing of the mind, for the strength and the discipline to not give in to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. So from a natural perspective, we understand the importance of soap and water for the cleansing of our bodies, for the washing of the things we use like clothes, dishes, etc. Would anyone in their right mind, think about this for a moment, would anyone in their right mind try to advocate bathing without water? Absolutely not. God's cleansing agent, his detergent to expiate and propitiate sin, is the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Outside of the blood, mankind would continue to be plagued by the reproach of sin. Sin is not only an offense, but it means to miss God's perfect mark. Based on our thesis for this teaching, it is the mark of righteousness. You can substitute holiness there if you'd like. Righteousness, holiness, consecration in the sight of the Lord. When the Lord was about to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham was interceding for them, what was the question that God asked him? Before we delve into that question, let's set it up by looking at Genesis chapter 18, beginning at verse 20, which reads, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now." God was going down to assess the situation. Abraham knew because of the grievousness of their sin, judgment was about to come down. So he asked God this question, Genesis 18, verse 23. "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" In these verses of chapter 18, we hear Abraham pleading with the Lord through a series of questions. Verse 24, Abraham said, "Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?" Beloveds, notice Abraham's criteria for the Lord sparing the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. If there be 50 righteous individuals, righteous people, righteousness, glory to God, the central focus of this message, as opposed to sin, which causes a reproach to any people. Take note of the first number Abraham mentions, beloved, the number 50. It is the Old Testament number which symbolizes or represents Jubilee. In the New Testament, it represents Holy Spirit and His work. Jubilee is indicative of liberty. It is indicative of freedom. The Holy Spirit's work is to give us the power and the authority to walk and to live in righteousness, among many other things. Genesis 18 and 25. Abraham continues his conversation with the Lord by asking the Most High, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" What an awesome question, beloved. This is a very important question, actually. So not concerning God Almighty doing right, because according to James 1:17, there is no variableness nor shadow of turning in Him, in Almighty God. Everything He does is righteous and just and correct. The important part of the question I need you to look at and meditate upon is God and God alone is the judge of all the earth. Besides him, there is no other. And we can count on God doing right. We can count on God manifesting justice, righteousness, equity, etc. Finally, we come to his answer, God's answer to Abraham. And we find it, ladies and gentlemen, in verse 26. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Here is something important to note. As I repeat verse 26, God says, I will spare the place if I find just 50 righteous people. In other words, among all the people in the city that's doing wickedness, if I can find 50 who are living righteous, I will spare them. I'll spare the place. That leads me to believe that God will spare family members. He will spare people in a community, in a city, even in a nation, because of the righteous people living there. So if not for the righteousness of God manifesting through a people, glory to God, that place, that city would come under judgment. When a tragedy strikes, when catastrophe hits, the question shouldn't be, you know, how could God, why did God? But the response should be, thank God that because of his mercy, his loving kindness, we're not all consumed. Let's get ready to conclude with two scriptures Holy Spirit brought to my attention while in message preparation. But please allow me to take a pause for ministry identification. You're listening to the Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries broadcast, the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. Beloved, it is an interactive broadcast designed with you in mind. Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North, in the beautiful city of Jacksonville. Service time Sundays at 12 noon, Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We would love to see your face in the place, beloved, in one of our tremendous Holy Ghost filled services. So let's conclude with two scriptures Holy Spirit brought to my attention while in message preparation. Glory to God. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 6, which has a heading in the YouVersion online Bible, which reads, "The Desolation of the Land." And this is what we're witnessing. This is what we've been witnessing since 2020. The desolation of so many lands and so many countries because of our inability to get this pandemic, this virus under control, subdued. When people think those in authority think they have it under control, you hear of another outbreak that is taking so many lives, destroying so many families. In verses 7 and 8 of Ezekiel 6, God told his people through his prophet Ezekiel, "And the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am the Lord." The pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, is global, and it has slain a lot of people in many different nations. We must hope and pray that those who remain will have a sense of their own mortality and would come to know the true and living God, the Lord God Almighty, through the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and King. Where there is judgment, God always leaves the door open, the door of hope, the door of mercy, the door of love is never completely shut. So we look at this dichotomy here. The slain is going to fall in the midst of a people. But then God says, you shall know that I am the Lord. That means in the midst of the most tragic and dire and egregious situation and circumstance, beloved, we must remember that the Lord, He is God, and beside Him there is no other. So in the midst of this global pandemic, we must endeavor to focus even on the goodness of God in the land of the living. As previously stated, we must continue to hope and pray that those who remain, glory to God, will begin to look to our God, our Father, who art in heaven. Ezekiel 6 and 8, the Lord God Almighty says, "Yet will I leave a remnant, that you may have, glory to God, some that shall escape the sword among the nations. When you shall be scattered through the countries," God speaking of his people Israel, he's telling them, "I will leave a remnant. There will be some that shall escape the sword among the nations when you shall be scattered through the countries." In every nation, beloved, this is important, God has a remnant who he spares, who live and walk in righteousness. He allows them to escape so they can be a witness, glory to God. Besides the fact, glory to God, that they're separated unto salvation because they have chosen righteousness as opposed to the sin which causes a reproach. In other words, the remnant are a witness of the goodness of God. A witness in terms of a people, glory to God, that the nations can look at and say, "We want to serve your God." Why? Because he is a God of mercy. He does not judge sinners without giving them an opportunity to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, that wrath and judgment would not be poured out. Finally, 2 Chronicles 7:14, very familiar passage of scriptures in reference, glory to God, to the people of God. God spoke to his people and he said, "If my people, the remnant people, which are called by my name, shall, number one, humble themselves, number two, pray, three, seek my face, four, turn from their wicked ways." Again, God sending a message to his people, the people whom he loves, the people who are called by his name. What a privilege, what a blessing to be called by the name of the Lord. But he expects humility. So he says, God's people, we should humble ourselves. We should adopt, beloved, a posture of unceasing, relentless, unflinching prayer. Seeking not God all the time for just what he can do for us, not bringing a laundry list of requests and requirements before God's face. No, seeking his face, glory to God, that we may find his mouth, that we may continually hear, "Thus saith the Lord." And then we must turn, right? That is a word for repent, having a change of mind, having a change of heart. And what does he said? Turn from their wicked ways. God is saying, hey, there's some ways that my people have that are wicked. They are displeasing to me. And this is how I want my people to operate. Glory to God. I want them to have a change of mind. I want them to turn from those wicked ways. And he says, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So here we see a correlation, ladies and gentlemen, with sin and the things that afflict the land of the people of God, but definitely also the land of the people of the nation. And God does not turn a deaf ear to those who are willing to repent. to turn from wickedness, lasciviousness, licentiousness, all manner of concupiscence, because he is a forgiving God. If you're under the sound of my voice in the Holy Spirit right now, beloved, and you are dealing with a situation, glory to God, you are dealing, beloved, with a particular struggle, I encourage and I invite you by the presence of the Most High God right now, beloved, glory to God, just to adopt a posture of turning, adopt a posture of repentance, because God Almighty is waiting with loving arms to forgive you. He is waiting to heal and to deliver you, to set you free. It does not matter the nature and the depth of the sin, because the blood of Jesus Christ has the power. It has the force that can cleanse you. All that is necessary, beloved, is a posture of repentance, right? The child of God who is humble, the child of God who prays, the child of God who seeks the face of God, who adopts a posture of repentance, will live under an open heaven. Not just a child of God. Any individual in the nations who adopts this posture, turning from wickedness, God will hear that individual. He will forgive their sin, and glory to God, he will heal their land. Beloved, this is synonymous in being exalted because of righteousness, avoiding shame and reproach by separating from sin. What a blessing it is to have had the opportunity and this wonderful platform provided by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International to share the word of life with you. If this teaching or the other teachings disseminated on this broadcast has blessed you, please remember that it is brought to you by this wonderful ministry, Pure in Heart. Please remember the ministry in your prayers and be kind enough, beloved, to support this broadcast if and when you are able to, as the Lord prospers you. And remember, it is an interactive broadcast, so we look forward to hearing from you. Email us, AskDrTurner8@gmail.com. And remember, glory to God, you can visit us on the World Wide Web. Let Dr. Turner know how the broadcast has impacted your life. And I always say this, or at least I endeavor to say this. It is a broadcast designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. So I would be remiss if I did not remind you that if you're suffering at the current moment, if you're feeling downtrodden, depressed, overwhelmed by the things that you're experiencing, if you are in need, beloved, of prayer, just someone to have a listening ear, someone to counsel you, someone to speak to. We don't want you to be a silent sufferer. No, one of our dedicated intercessors is waiting to take your call. We want you to call now, 904-765-7600. That is 904-765-7600. It is a delight for us just to be able to pray for you or to do whatever we can in the Holy Ghost to help rectify your situation. Remember, beloved, you have been tuned in to the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, where we have ministered the word of the Lord unto you concerning the righteousness that exalts a nation, but also the sin that is a reproach to any people. Let's endeavor to get the word of the Lord out there so those individuals who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior can come into that knowledge and be delivered. I bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.